You're on.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we're in the Gemara Makas Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're considering the exciting three-way machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Just to recap very briefly, when we give a warning to somebody, we say you're going to get lashed and you're going to get killed for doing a particular avera, or they're telling you're going to get lashed and you're going to get karis from Hashem for a particular avera. Do we lash him in those cases where there's a death penalty or a karis penalty? Rabbi Shmuel said, yes, we lash him regardless of what Hashem is going to, or what the Bezdin will do to him. He also gets lashed because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says you lash for all negative prohibitions. And we discussed that at length. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, recognizes the problem. He can't give two punishments. And to which the Gemara, so he says, well, he can't give two punishments. That's why when he's getting killed, we cannot lash him. Then they ask, well, why does he get kares as well? You agree he gets kares and lashed. Why is that? So, and if you're going to say, well, maybe he'll do tshuva, but if he doesn't do tshuva, then he will get both when he's getting both. Therefore, the Gemara tried to have another answer. Remember, it said about Xeris Akasov, a specific exclusion, and that one didn't work. And we finally concluded that it's a case of, Rabbi Akiva says that Bezdin can't give two punishments. Not that he can't receive two punishments, but Bezdin can't give two punishments. And therefore, when it comes to death penalty, Bezdin cannot give two punishments. A death penalty and lashes is two punishments. But kares, Bezdin doesn't give kares. Hashem gives the kares. So God can give the kares, and Bezdin can give the lashes. So the rule is Bezdin can't give two punishments. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, so why do they get death and lashes? Remember we said? It's like one long punishment. Remember they said? You start to lash him and then you kill him. It's one long punishment. So up to this point in time, we have one very good explanation in Rabbi Akiva why he makes the distinction between lashes and death penalty, that Bezdin can't issue two punishments, and therefore they cannot lash him when they're going to have to kill him, but they can lash him when he gets karis. And that was the conclusion of one sustainable answer. Rav is going to come along now and make a drastic shift. He's going to give a second answer, but he's going to shift the focus. What does that mean? Up to now, we've been discussing that the argument, remember we had this Mishnah, with Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah clearly has a machlokas, but we assumed up to now the case was when the people warned him for both things. Warned him for the death penalty and warned him for the lashes. That's what we're seeing until now. So do we give them both or not? Rava is going to say that's not the case of the machlokes. He is going to say everyone's going to agree that when you warn him for both, even Rabbi Shmuel will agree you do not give two punishments. You do not give two punishments. He agrees to that idea. Bezdin cannot give him two punishments. Kares? Yes. There's no machlokas over there as well. They both agree. Rabbi Akiva and Rousseau both agree that kares is given. That they're not arguing. But there is clearly, Rabbi Shmuel says you can't give the guy two punishments. Well, if that's the case, then what's the machlokas? Rava Amar, he's going to say like this. We're going to change the scenario. Again, up then we thought he was warned for two things. He was warned, don't do this. You're going to get lashed and you're going to get killed. Now we're just modifying the whole case of the Mishnah. Rava Amar, Asru Bela Katla, if Taka the witnesses warned him that he's going to get killed and he's going to get lashed, Kuli Alma Lo Pligated, no Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. De ain loka meis. You can't lash him and kill him. We kill him, we don't lash him. Bezdin can only give him one punishment. Finish. Rabbi Shmuel will agree to that. So then what are they arguing about? The answer is, keep leagy. Where do they argue? Dostru Bela Malkus. They only warned him about lashes, and they neglected to warn him about the death penalty that he gets over there. The case of the Mishnah is where they see a guy's Mechalel Shabbos. The guy says, you know, you're transgressing a negative commandment of desecrating the Shabbos, and you know, all negative commandments carry lashes. That's all they said. they didn't add, and it also carries a death penalty. Mm-hmm. So long as they don't warn him that it comes with a death penalty, he cannot be given the death penalty. It must be stated in the warning. The guy has to understand the seriousness of the crime. The reason we warn the guy is for two reasons. Number one, he has to know it's prohibited. He has to know what the consequences are. If he doesn't know what the consequences are, you can't give him those consequences. You go to a Jew and the guy says, okay, I'm not supposed to transgress the Shabbos. Okay, I am. So lash me. No. It comes with a death penalty. I better think this over before I do that. Okay, I'm not going to give it that. All right, because I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Then they give him the death penalty. In other words, as opposed to secular law, where they assume you have to know every law, you don't have to be warned about it, right? If they change the law that you can't drink coffee while you're driving in the car, and you didn't know about it, or you don't know about texting, they're going to give you a ticket anyway, right? But in Judaism, when it comes to more severe punishments, you have to warn him. So if indeed they warned him and they said, don't do this, because if you do this, it's a negative commandment, you'll be lashed, and also it's a death penalty, then everybody agrees he gets the death penalty only, and he's not lashed because Bezdin can't give more than one punishment. But our Mishnah is, according to Rava, that's not the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah where the warning was only given for lashes and not for the death penalty. Why they didn't warn? They forgot whatever they should have warned, but they didn't. But that's the case. That's the case of the Mishnah. Where now it's only an issue, that warning when it says, you shall not desecrate the Shabbos. So now, when that lav is stated, this is the machlokas. When there's a lav given for a mitzvah, but the punishment is death or something else, do we say that we can still lash him as a regular lav? Or do we say, no, that lav is only for death and not for lashes, since it's a death penalty? And this becomes a machlokas. Let me explain. Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. Lav, a negative commandment, and the context of the negative commandment is spelled out that it gets death, yes, as opposed to most negative commandments. Most negative commandments, Torah doesn't say what the punishment is. And then we know automatically it's lashes. Whenever you have a regular, good old-fashioned, thou shalt not, and it doesn't say anything else about punishments or anything else, then we know that thou shalt not means thou shalt not, or else you'll get lashed. But when the thou shalt not, somewhere else in the Torah, remember it's usually going to be in two separate places. You need the warning and then the punishment. We learned this in Sanhedrin a long time ago. Often, almost always, the Torah will write thou shalt not in one section and another section, and if you do it, this is the punishment. So if the thou shalt not carries a punishment of death, that we know the thou shalt not is exclusive for one thing and one thing only, and that, or what we're going to say, is it only for death, or it could even be for lashes? That's the machlokas. When you have a regular thou shalt not eat treif, and no punishment is mentioned, that we know the only punishment could be lashes. So when he warns the guy, you know, you're not allowed to do that, we know it's you're going to get lashes. And that's the context of the thou shalt not. When the thou shalt not tells you get killed, can we say that it still carries lashes? Or do we say no? The Torah is telling you the only punishment is death and not lashes. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds a lav, a negative commandment, where the punishment of death is mentioned, he says, does get lashed. Because the lav, since it's a thou shalt not, it always carries lashes, and it could even carry something else as well. All right? To any capital crime, who the warning is stated, so it serves for the death penalty. You're going to look at the next note in a minute. We'll explain everything better. Just hang on. Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva is the one that makes a little bit more sense. Lav, Shanita, Lazarus, Bezin, a negative commandment that also happens to have a death penalty. Ain lokin alav. You don't get lashed for that. In other words, when the Torah says, thou shalt not desecrate the Shabbos. Okay, later on it says, the one who desecrates the Shabbos is stoned. What do we understand from that? Rabbi Akiva says we understand from that, the thou shalt not is exclusively telling you thou shalt not because you're going to get stoned, and that's all you get. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Never you don't lash, because the thou shalt not is only therefore to give you stoning and nothing else. While Rabbi Yish, okay, that's what he's saying. It doesn't work for lashes, because the Torah told it not lashes. It told you to get stoned. So here's the background now. A punishable transgression requires two scriptural sources. One for the basic prohibition, that's called the Azhara. That's the warning, thou shalt not. Another passage to tell you the punishment if you violate it. For example, famous example, in Parshas Achrimos, they warn us against a number of prohibited relationships. And in Parshas Kedoshim, it tells us the punishment. So therefore, the warning of the capital offense is needed to establish that the sin is punishable by death. That warning is not available to impose lashes. Hence, even the death penalty cannot be applied for any reason. Let's say we forgot to warn him. It comes with a death penalty. What if they say to him, you know, you're not, no, normally you don't have to warn a guy he's going to get lashes. Because if there's no other punishment, it is lashes. They say, you know, you're not supposed to do this. You're not allowed to do this. And what they should have said was, because you're going to get killed. Okay? But what if, for whatever reason, they didn't mention the fact that you're going to get killed? Now, should we give them lashes then? In other words, they agree. Remember, they both, according to this opinion, Rava, you never give them two punishments. Yeah. They both, that's according to Rava. Others disagreed with this, but Rava says you can't give two punishments. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how is it possible to give him lashes if it comes with death penalty? Because they didn't warn him about the death penalty. So the question is, when the Torah wrote, thou shalt not, in the warning, and then it gives you the punishment of a death penalty, does it mean to say that that warning is only for a death penalty and it's not a warning for anything else? And that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. And therefore, if the guy neglected, the witnesses neglected to mention the fact and to warn them they're going to get a death penalty, and they merely warned them not to do it, so they can't give them the death penalty because they didn't tell them it comes with a death penalty. But maybe he should get lashed because it's a regular lav. Answer is, it's not a regular lav. The thou shalt not is exclusively only to say that you get stoned and nothing else. That's Rabbi Akiva. One second. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with that. Right? Now let's just finish up over here. So therefore he says, hence, even if the death penalty cannot be applied for any reason, Malchus not be administered, since the Torah states no warning in that regard for lashes. Note that the proceeding does not apply to a provision punishable by Malchus alone. What's the only lashes? Eating treif. Since Malchus is the standard punishment for prohibitions, the Azhara itself suffices for imposition of Malchus. Where the punishment is execution, the Azhara is required for that penalty and cannot serve to impose Malchus as well. In other words, the Torah doesn't have to tell you you get lashed for eating treif. We have a general rule. We had an overall rule. Remember in Devarim, whenever it's you not shalt not, you will get lashed. The Torah says it once. Whenever there's a now thou shalt not, you get lashed. Finished. We don't need any more warning punishments in the Torah that tell you what you get for lashes. Fine. So therefore, 39, what's 39 going on? So you can't really receive the death penalty. Get Malchus, because the Hasra, the warning he was given by witness, did not convey that the crime would render him liable to the death penalty. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Again, to make it clear, Rabbi Akiva says that when the Torah says, thou shalt not, in regarding to a capital crime, that thou shalt not only means to give a capital crime and nothing else. So we can't give the capital crime, we can't lash him. So if witnesses warn the guy, don't transgress the Shabbos, but they forgot to mention that it comes with death, so he's not going to get killed for it. You still can't lash him, because that thou shalt not is only a thou shalt not to kill him and not to lash him. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and says, well, guess what? If even though it was the law was stated regarding a person getting executed, but if we're not going to give him a death penalty, we could always default back and say, well, it isn't worse than any law in the world. So that becomes the machlokas if we can punish you for lashes for a punishment that the law was specifically for that. Okay, that's machlokas. Yeah.
So in the case of Rabbi Akiva, he says, let's say they warn him that he's going to get lashes when he should really have gotten mita. You don't give him the lashes, but then he just goes free, the guy? He's just like...
According to Rabbi Akiva, what?
According to Rabbi Akiva,
yes.
They warn him for lashes,
yes.
But he's
no different than a guy goes free not getting killed either.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Rabbi Ishmael makes sense. Like, okay, at least give him. They warn him for lashes.
But if the lav was only, in other words, yeah. Do you say that when Hashem said you can't be mechal Shabbos, there's only one punishment? The only punishment is execution. Uh-huh. That's it. That's the context.
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, that's not what the Torah, it's a machlokas. What is the Torah saying? When the Torah says, thou shalt not, and then it says, and if you do it, you're going to die, does it give you the opening to still lash if I can't or not? So it's reasonable to say, the Torah says this is the punishment, and that's the only punishment. Remember, sometimes we could say, giving something less isn't enough to get kapara.
Right.
Remember, why does he got to get killed? Why didn't God say lash him? If you're Machal Shabbos, lash him. Because lashing wouldn't be enough, would it? Obviously not. Or if it would, Torah wouldn't have told me he has to get killed. So you got to get killed. If we're not killing him already, what does it help to lash him? He's not getting kapara. That's the easier opinion to understand,
no,
frankly.
I think Rabbi Ishmael is also...
No, what are you lashing him for?
Yeah, you warned him for lashing, and he still violated the Torah.
No, but that's not the punishment. The punishment is not lashes. The punishment is the death penalty.
Yeah, the guy still went...
What if I warn you about lashes, but I'm not supposed to get lashes?
Yeah.
What if I do something and you don't get lashed for speaking Lashon Hara? You don't.
No.
What if I were, don't speak Lashon Hara, you're going to get lashed. Thank you very much. The Torah doesn't punish you for lashing. That's what their machlokas is. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva says, the Torah says, for a capital crime, there is no such thing as lashes. Period.
Even if
doesn't warned. Exist.
Even if he was warned for lashes, right?
Because that's not what the Torah says is the punishment.
I get that.
That's not the punishment. You talk Lashon Hara, you don't get lashed. You don't get lashed. What can you do? So what do you want? That's not the punishment. And it makes sense, because if the punishment is a death penalty, that will provide the kapara. Lashing him still can't provide him with the kapara. He's not, so what, he's just stop lashing him?
Prevent him from doing it again.
No. Well, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Torah is saying that if you can't kill him, the Torah say you can still lash him. So then he can get lashed. That is the machlokas between him. To me, my mind, Rabbi Akiva makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because Rabbi Shmuel, so you lash him. So now what do we get by lashing him? He still doesn't have kapara. What's going to happen? Let's back it up. Let's go back to the first parak, guys. What is going to happen to the guy that the Bezdin doesn't kill him because he did this capital crime? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Hashem's going to make sure he's in a rock slide. He's by an earthquake. And he'll get stoned by Hashem. So what'd you lash him for?
So he doesn't do it again and get double punishment.
That's right. Okay, so that becomes but clear. Up to now, up till this morning, we were assuming the case was when you warned him for both punishments. Can you give him the both punishments or not? Now Rav is saying, no, everybody agrees you cannot give two punishments. Mm-hmm. The only question is, you warned him for, you did not warn him he's going to get executed. Yeah. So you told him not to do it. Once you tell him not to do it, then you understand that the guy should get lashes. So does he get lashes or not? That's the machlokas. Can you administer lashes when we cannot administer the death penalty? What do we do with a negative commandment when it really is designed to tell you, to warn you for the execution punishment? What are you going to do with that? Right? That becomes the machlokas.
Just to clarify one thing with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva, even if you warned him for lashes and he was supposed to get mitzvah, he doesn't get lashes. Okay, that's clear. Rabbi Ishmael, if he does a lav that warrants mitzvah, but they didn't warn him for any punishment, he would still give him lashes?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, L'chaira, I don't know if you have to always tell him he's going to get lashes. Uh-huh. Could be he had to warn him to get lashes. Maybe he had to warn him to get lashes.
Okay.
So there's it. Where's the in summary? I thought there was a summary here. No, there wasn't. Okay, yeah, Sammy?
So a guy desecrates the Shabbos. He's not warned about it.
At all?
At all.
About anything?
Nothing. Nobody warns him.
So nothing happens to him.
But there's a witness that sees him.
Doesn't matter.
He goes to the bed.
It's no different than any case. How about murder? How about murder? How about murder? How about murder? Nobody warned him. Two witnesses saw him kill. What do we do? Can't do anything. He wasn't warned.
Whoa.
You make it sound like you never heard of this before.
No.
It was the whole Masech Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
You got to be warned.
But he desecrated the Shabbat.
He did. He has to do tshuva. He's not a good boy. He's not a good boy. Hashem is upset with him. Yeah. Hashem is going to deal with him. There's no question about it. Like I said, one day he's going to drive there somewhere, and it's going to be a big rock slide. He's going to kill him.
Pilot.
Okay.
No one gets away with anything.
Yeah.
No one gets away with anything. So I don't want... Look, don't think that when somebody gets killed by a rock slide now, oh, he must have been Michal Shabbos. God works in mysterious ways. Remember, just like when there's a punishment of strangulation, what happens if the guy gets away with it? What happens? How does he die?
Choking, drowning.
Drowns.
Ooh.
Drowns. Okay, so you have drownings, right? I'm not saying everybody who drowns, he was supposed to get a punishment of strangulation. Could be maybe in a previous lifetime he was supposed to get it, didn't get it. But no one gets away with anything. Don't think you're getting away with anything. That's the critical point. So now the question now becomes, okay, so that's how we're explaining the machlokes. So Nagamur says, well, wait a minute. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you don't get the punishment, so how about the case with Kares? Now we got to back it up.
Yeah.
Now, Rabbi Yishmael is consistent. He says, we give him lashes in the case of a death penalty where we don't give him the death penalty. And we give him lashes if he does a kares punishment. Doesn't matter. It's a law for that too. So Rabbi Akiva, according to you, why does he get lashed for kares? If you're telling me the context of the law is to only give the capital crime, right, then shouldn't the context of the law for kares mean that Hashem will only give kares and we shouldn't lash either? So why? He's not consistent. That was the same question when we learned it the other way. We had to come with an answer. Before it was, you can't administer two punishments, right? But now we're saying, well, now it's not an issue, you can't administer two punishments. It's only a question of one punishment at all to begin with. And we're saying that lav is not punishable with lashes, because that lav was for death. So isn't that lav for kares? Gemara's going to turn and ask on that. For Rabbi Akiva, if that's the case, when the Torah tells you the punishment is not lashes, therefore, the punishment can never be lashes, if that's the case. So, chai v'krisus, when it comes to the case of kares, nami, lav shenitin lasaris karesu. That's a lav that's given to give you kares. So why does he then say you do get lashed? Rabbi Akiva says you do get lashed for that, even though it comes with a kares punishment. Let's say a guy's living with a forbidden relative. That comes with kares. Some of them come with kares. What if the witness says, don't do this, you're going to get lashed? He says, you lash him. What do you mean? Isn't that law for kares?
Yeah.
And it can only work for kares, and not for lashing.
But the base team doesn't give.
So now he comes up with a big, big answer. An amazing answer. This is an amazing answer. I'll say it outside before I say it inside. Okay, well, let's say you want to execute somebody. I understand why we got to warn him. You know why? Because we're the ones who are going to have to execute him.
Yeah.
We got to execute the punishment.
Yes.
So, guys, Michal Shabbos. The law is we have to kill him. That is the law. So now, when are we able to kill him? Only when it's absolutely clear to us that he has transgressed.
And we warn
him. How do we know that? Well, we got to warn him. If we warn him, you just see a guy driving on a car in Shabbos. You can't kill him for that. First of all, maybe he didn't know. Maybe it's a shogeg. You kill a guy for a shogeg? No. Maybe, or whatever. Even if he knew, but maybe he forgot. Maybe he forgot. Right? We only kill a guy when he is belligerent. We don't stomp kill. We're not out there to kill people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why. A lot of times Jews were nice people. Sometimes we forget.
You
were fret. Right. Okay. So it's an onus, shogeg. You bring a carbon, whatever.
Right.
But it's got to. We only kill a guy when he deliberately and with 100% intent wants to transgress God's Torah.
Right.
That's the only time he can take his life. So we've got to talk to him beforehand to make that abundantly clear. Why? Because we're the ones who have to kill him.
Exactly.
So if we have to kill him, we need to know what his intention is, and that it can only be done beforehand.
Yeah.
Afterwards, it's too late. Believe me, you ask the guy afterwards, when you were driving, did you know you weren't allowed to drive? Because if you did, we're going to go, no, I didn't know. I forgot. Oh, thank you for telling me. I won't do it again. The guy's going to lie. It's got to be done before the guy does it. right? You're about to get in the car. Do you know if you drive on Shabbos, at school Shabbos, you're going to get killed? I do. Are you still going to go? Yes. Why? I don't give a darn what God says. Okay, that's it. You're going to get killed. You understand? Since Bezdin has to execute the punishment, they have to be clear beforehand. And therefore, when there's a warning in the Torah, thou shalt not, clearly that warning is only for Bezdin to only kill him. And that warning isn't for lashes. When you come to Kares, when the Torah says you're not supposed to do it, it's not so that the Bezdin now will know to give him Kares.
That's right.
Because remember, Bezdin doesn't give him Kares. God gives him Kares. So when God gives him Kares, then what's the lav there for? Well, it's told you not to do it, but the lav isn't being used for us to impose kares to him, because that's God's business to impose kares, and therefore the lav is telling us we gotta lash him. Because the lav is something that has to do with us. Kares, you don't need a lav for that, as we're gonna see in a minute. As the Gemara is gonna explain in a minute, that Kares does not need a warning at all in the Torah, as we're going to explain in a minute. Let's read the next lines. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai says to Rav Ashi to answer the question. Hachi Amar, I'm going to tell you an answer in the name of a very unusual name. Avimi, that's his name, Avimi, from a place called May Hagronia. Hagronia. And this is what he said in the name of Mishpeta Rava. He said in the name of Rava, because Rava said this whole answer asking on Rava. And he says like this. Chayve krisus, any kares punishment, lo tzrichi hasra, does not need a warning at all. Mean to say, does not need a scriptural warning. Forget about our warning. The Torah does not have to say a warning for it. If it just tells you get kares, there's no need for the warning to be stated. Therefore, the scriptural warning, in other words, here's the point, as I have to add one more point. When the punishment is execution in the Torah, there's to be one pasuk that says thou shalt not do it, and one pasuk that says you get executed for it. That's the rule. But by kares, it doesn't have to say thou shalt not as the warning. All it has to say is you get kares for it. That's it. It needs no warning. Obviously, it needs a warning because it's not our job to do the warning anyway. Just you need to know it's prohibited. Right? Therefore, the scripture. So, therefore, if it has a warning, then what's it for? Therefore, the scriptural warning in the case of a curse-bearing prohibition is available to impose malchus, because now we can use it. In other words, although the Gemara uses the word hasra, which usually denotes the warning given by witnesses immediately before the crime, it refers here to the scriptural warning. We said above that for a punishable transgression, the Torah must state both the penalty and a warning in the Torah. That is not so, however, in the case of a kares-bearing sin. Once the Torah has specified that the punishment is kares, it does not need to add a thou shalt not. You just don't need it. Because we just need to know that's the punishment. That's it. And now he has a proof to it. You know what the proof is? Now, if you need a warning, that means it will be impossible for you to ever get kares if there's no thou shalt not in the Torah, right?
Right.
Ah, but there's two places in the Torah where you get kares, even though it doesn't say thou shalt not. That proves that you don't need a warning. What's that? Sharei Pesach Umila. What if you don't bring a Korban Pesach? Torah says anyone who doesn't bring a Korban Pesach gets kares. Anyone who does not be circumcised gets kares. But it doesn't say thou shalt not circumcise. It doesn't say thou shalt not go uncircumcised. It doesn't say thou shalt not bring a Korban Pesach. It only says the positive. Bring a Korban Pesach, get a circumcision. It doesn't say thou shalt not avoid circumcision. Thou shalt not avoid Korban Pesach. It doesn't have a thou shalt not, and yet you get kares. What do you see from that? The exception proves the rule. You don't need thou shalt not. Sure, a Pesach and Mila, Anash, you give him a punishment. You have to. He has to know he's not allowed to do it. We have to tell him, you know, you're not allowed to do that. That's all we have to tell him. He has to know that it's usher. He has to know it's prohibited. We got to warn him, but we're not going to have to execute him on that. And the Torah doesn't even say anything about a warning at all. So they get punished with kares. Avishlo hizer. Hizer means the Torah didn't say thou shalt not. Look at the wording over here. The Torah punishes him with kares, even though the Torah did not warn him. Scripture contains no warning against failing to bring a Pesach offering or failing to undergo sin. Not a warning, a punishment, yes, but not a warning. Look at 42. In order to be valid as a scriptural warning, an asara must be expressed in terms of prohibition. For example, an asara against failure to fulfill the mitzvah circumcision could have been expressed as, you should not remain uncircumcised. Right. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. The mere command to do a mitzvah does not qualify as a warning. It's not with a lav, thou shalt not. Right? So therefore, the Torah merely states the requirement to perform these commandments and imposes kares if rather to do so. This proves that scripture's warning is not a prerequisite to kares. So this is the answer to the question. Back it up. When the Torah says by a death penalty can only get it with a warning. So the Torah writes the warning, Rabbi Akiva says that warning is to tell you you only get a death penalty and no lashes. They say, well, what about kares? Isn't the warning there that the Torah says, thou shalt not? Isn't that also you're going to get kares? And that's the only thing you get? He says, no, you don't need that. Because you can get kares without a scriptural warning. Then what's the warning doing there? Warning's telling you, you can get kares, you can get lashed. Because if you don't need, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you need the warning as well. Okay, or you can say his pshat. You could say he can agree with Rabbi Akiva, but we're saying that becomes the difference when it comes to a death penalty. A death, according to Rabbi Shmuel, whenever the Torah says "Thou shalt not," it will apply to the death penalty, to lashes, and everything. So that's straight off simple either way. According to Rabbi Akiva, when it says "Thou shalt not do this," and the punishment is death, that means that "Thou shalt not" is only to give you death. It's not to lash you. What about kares? Kares does not need a scriptural warning. Does not need a scriptural warning. You get kares without a scriptural warning. The proof being, Korban Pesach and Mila, you get kares, even though there's no scriptural warning. And therefore, what will happen then? Oh, so, can't give lashes for that either, because there's no law at all. But what about every other place where thou shalt not have prohibited relations with your sister? Okay? The punishment is kares. So now, what's that law? But if you don't need the thou shalt not, you're going to get kares anyway. One source says you get kares. So what's the thou shalt not doing?
Right.
Must be to lash him. If he's warned not to get lashed. You follow? Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's simple. He says every thou shalt not includes both.
Right.
Includes both. Finished. Even if you're only warned for, even though you're not going to kill him, but you still a thou shalt not. Thou shalt not always lash. Kiva says, no, a thou shalt not that has a specific punishment of death, the thou shalt not is only for death and not for anything else. What about kares? Thou shalt not, shouldn't it be for kares? The answer is really, kares needs no thou shalt nots. Period. Once the Torah says kares, that's it. You can't do it. What about the warning? You don't need a warning for kares. And again, I'm just backing up because we'll never have to warn him either, necessarily. We don't have to impose the kares because God's going to put. We got to warn him, but God's the one who's going to impose it on him. So therefore, what about all the thou shalt nots that do come with kares?
Right.
Prohibited relationships. Yeah. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this. Then it says you get kares for it. But if I don't need the thou shalt not for the kares, what's the thou shalt not doing?
Right.
To give him lashes. That's how you give it. That's the answer. However, tomorrow, we're going to find a question on that last answer.